a testimony from a Christian that was not charismatic in the Florida area that had an FM radio station. And the leader of this movement, this Rodney Howard Brown, was going to be interviewed on this radio station. And this is a testimony of what took place in January in Florida at this FM radio station when Rodney Howard Brown came and visited. Now, in an earlier presentation, I want to remind you about how quickly the statues of spiritualism were drinking milk and how quickly this phenomenon swept the world. And we need to keep all of this study in the context of the final movements will be rapid ones. But in regard to the charismatic movement and the influence it has with Protestant America, we need to recognize that the manifestations that take place within the charismatic movement can happen just as quickly as the manifestations that are taking place in the movement of spiritualism. And this particular testimony gives evidence to this. So what I'm reading is a statement by this non-charismatic FM radio, Christian radio station announcer, and it'll describe itself. But notice how this experience that accompanies the Holy Laughter Movement comes into this radio station. January 1995, dear friend of Christian FM 92, I had already put the finishing touches on my first letter of 1995. I really liked it. It was full of optimism and inspirational resolutions for the new year. It will never make it to the printer. Instead, I am compelled to offer you a testimony and witness as to a most remarkable day. I pray that it may serve to encourage those who seek God and terrify those who oppose Him. January 6, 1995 began in a rather ordinary way. It was Friday. It had been a busy week, but I was looking forward to a slow day. As I was leaving the house, I actually told my wife, "There's not much on my calendar. I may try to take the afternoon off and come home early." I had agreed to interview a pastor from St. Louis, Randy Clark, that morning. Now, Randy Clark is connected with Rodney Brown. I identified him as Rodney Brown here, but they work together. Randy Clark that morning. Randy was the guest speaker at the Tabernacle Church's renewal services nightly, and since the Tab is a good friend of FM 92 and many other area churches were participating in the meetings, we had decided to clear a slot on the morning show for a brief interview. My guest was one of the leaders of the so-called Toronto Revival. I had read about the Toronto meetings, but frankly, I've heard a lot of revival rumors over the years and have learned